Staying in Contact. I'm London Mitchell. Very often we find attitudinal barriers often stand in the way of a person with a developmental disability from gaining full access to the community for housing, employment, and social activities. We should not be judging a person by what we do not know or what we believe a person cannot do, but by what a person can do. March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, an opportunity to help open our communities to greater access for all. My guests this installment are social workers from the Lucas County Board of Developmental Disabilities, service and support specialists Heather Burke and Joel Alexander. We connected via Zoom, and my first question is, how do they see full access to the community?
The word inclusion is, we all have different abilities, and I think we all bring something different to the table. And so kind of bringing all that into, making us a community as to who we are. You know, everybody's going to bring something different to the table, and I think that's awesome, and I think we really need to continue to expand on that.
And really, that applies to anybody and everybody, whether you have a developmental disability or not. We're all people. We all have gifts to share.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I look at it and what I see it is, like she said, everybody has the opportunity to do what they want within the community. I try to look at the people that I serve as not what if they've got a disability, but what are they able to do, right? And, you know, we try to focus on that. You know, and then the things that they struggle with, we try to figure out if there's a way that we can get around that, or if that's just something that we're going to minimize and, you know, and go with what they can do. So that's kind of where we look at, where I look at as far as community.
For generations, people with developmental disabilities, intellectual disabilities especially, were shunned by society, kind of put way in the background. But that's not the philosophy, or that's not where we're aiming to go today. We want full inclusion.
Yeah, I've personally had a lot of success stories, during my time working with the Lucas County Board and just having experience with people. And I think that's what people in the community are missing. They're missing the opportunity to actually experience life with someone with a developmental disability. And so, I mean, I've seen it firsthand, coaching Special Olympics throughout the last few years, but then also bringing them into some of our community basketball leagues. We have Special Olympic athletes who also play in typical community basketball leagues here in Toledo. And I think that's been awesome for them to experience. They love it. They enjoy, just the camaraderie and the excitement of being able to share their talents on, a typical basketball team. And to me, that's been really great to see. I think that's been awesome. So I would say just a lack of experience sometimes that people in the community have had working with individuals with developmental disabilities. I mean, it's really been awesome to see some of these clients that we serve really explore their talents and take it a little further. So that's been wonderful. And I'm sure it means a lot to them and they get very excited. You can see it, when they're posting on social media, just their engagement with typical athletes has been awesome to see.
And when COVID hit, that kind of hit everybody hard, not just the people with, disabilities, but also, people without. And one of the things that had been going prior to COVID that we had that was community was the pool league, at Miss Q Billiards on Thursday nights. I had several people on my caseload after COVID was kind of winding down, saying, hey, are they ever going to start that up again? So I reached out to the owner, who's also a friend of mine, and he says, by all means, if you want to get it going again, we can do that. And we started to back up again. It's been about almost 2 years now. And the thing that is unique about that is the people that participate there are interacting with people that are there to shoot, just to shoot pool. The owner brings his two sons in who are, not adults yet. He's been doing that all along so that they can interact with people as well. So they learn about it, and they're learning about it at a young age. When I was a kid out there, that was, you didn't interact with people that had a developmental disability. You just didn't. So I think it's awesome that this is going out, and we've seen this program now grow from when we first got it going, about 12 people on a Thursday night. Now we've got to run two shifts of it because we've got over 50 people that are interested. And they all seem to interact with the people there at the pool hall, it's a win-win for everybody.
If I hear you two correctly, an individual with a developmental disability has the same wants, needs, desires, hopes, dreams as everybody else.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Full disclosure here, I spent more than 30 years on staff at the Lucas County Board of DD, finding the work I did as an advocate extremely meaningful and rewarding, as do my guests, Heather Burke and Joel Alexander, and that many of the stereotypes we place on individuals with disabilities are wrong.
You know what? I think it's just again, the lack of experience. People, they don't give the opportunity to get to know someone with a developmental disability. I started my career in the early intervention program. So I was working with babies, and the jump to the adult population, I also didn't have experience working with people with, adults with developmental disabilities. And so, I had some questions, how is this going to work? And my first 6 months, I fell in love. So again, like just the interaction and just the opportunity to engage, I think is missing. And so by doing programs that we do at the Lucas County Board, our inclusion programs, I think that's been very instrumental in bringing, awareness and providing people in the community with the opportunity just to meet someone with a developmental disability. It definitely brings a lot.
What I've noticed since I've been at the county board, and also while I was as a provider 10 years prior to coming here, I noticed that especially in the older people, that we serve, they didn't have the experience. Not only did the people not have experience to meet them, they were really kind of sheltered away through a lot of their life and didn't get a really chance to meet people out in the community either. So it was kind of what I'm seeing is, people are now feeling like they can be more involved, but I find I get more resistance from my older clients about getting out and doing things in the community than I do the younger clients because they still remember the day of being shunned and they don't want to put themselves in that position again. So it's, we have to kind of take baby steps, if you will, right, with them and kind of coax them out and give them the opportunities. But I feel that there's a tremendous amount of opportunity out there for them now that wasn't there when they were young. It's just a matter of trying to get them to explore it.
Joel, if you were talking to somebody out in the community who has never interacted with individuals that have a developmental disability, what would you say to that person? What can people in the general public do to help with the integration process?
Try not to look at what the disability is and find out if there's something that they can do that might benefit both that person as well as the person that's with got the disabilities. Look at them as the whole person. Don't look at just the disability. Some disabilities are visible, some are not, right? We all know people that have got, people with a disability that you can't see, And you look at them, you think they're kind of normal, but then, they're awkward or whatever when you try to talk to them. So you just kind of like try to, the people will tend to shy away. One of the first things I learned when I first came into this serve, into this job, I was working with troubled kids with Lutheran Homes, now GenOcross. Our training supervisor, Joel Haberlin, had told us, he said, "Our kids don't care what you know; they want to know that you care." All right, and once they see that and hear that, they tend to open up and they come out of their shell more. But people on the same, it's people are in their shell on the other side as well. Like you, when I first went into the field, I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah, in regards in, like Joel was saying, I think some of the ways here that people can explore and kind of open up their mindset on people with developmental disabilities is attend an event. One event, pick an event, come out to it. Like we just had Acoustics for Autism in the community. You have tons, Special Olympic basketball games. Just come and give it a chance. And you really get to know some of these people and what they enjoy and how you can relate. I mean, even coaching basketball, there would be times where we would just be chatting about, the Brown season or, LeBron, so there's opportunity to really engage and have meaningful conversations. And I think that there are some community members who don't know that that's possible, because of the stereotypes. Could this person have the same interests that I have? And it's absolutely, but you don't get there until you try, come to something, see what it looks like.
When I first came into the field, the Board of Developmental Disabilities was called the Board of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities. Retardation has become the big no word. Why? Why don't we use the word retard anymore?
It is very hurtful. That word to people we serve is extremely hurtful. And I will have conversations on a daily, weekly basis where people will say, I don't want to work at, such location because I don't want people to think I'm, a retard or use that word. And so that word is still very triggering to some of the people we serve. And it definitely does hold back. They don't pursue some of their interests or their goals because they also are fearful of rejection. And it's unfortunate that the word is still being used in people's day-to-day, vocabulary. It's shocking.
Well, it really says to the, it really points out this is a person that can't do. The very word retard means you can't instead of you can. Joel?
One of the things I've found, especially when I was in provider world, a lot of the people that we serve still use that word frequently. They also claim that they're just stupid and other negative connotations that that they heard throughout their life. So they just assume it and they repeat it. And sometimes they'll just go ahead and act it out because they know that's what somebody's expecting anyway, even though it's not who they really are.
It makes a person really self engaging in self-deprecation.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I found that with a lot of our people, especially the older clients, and my clientele are mostly older. I find that they respond better to somebody older than they do to somebody younger. Because there's still that connotation out there, hey, I'm older than you, respect your elders type thing, and they have a hard time with that. But it's kind of funny when you think about all the negative connotation flag words are widely spread used within our field. And a lot of it's coming from our people, because that's what they've heard all their lives.
And now might be a good time to stress the importance of what is often called person-first language, where the emphasis is on the individual, not the disability, keeping in mind that a disability does not define who the person is. For example, instead of referring to Sam as wheelchair bound, say, if necessary, Sam uses a wheelchair, treating that wheelchair as a tool, like a wrench or a pair of pliers. I want to thank my guests from the Lucas County Board of Developmental Disabilities, Heather Burke and Joel Alexander, and invite you to send me an email through my webpage, londonmitchell.news. And please accept this invitation to join us next week as we continue staying in contact.